Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Havens. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, UL Washington. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wathan moves to third. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wathan scores. Motley moves to second. It's 1-0, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Motley scores. Chalk moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chalk scores. Washington moves to third. Wilson moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Bob Veselick now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae is walked intentionally. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Washington scores. Wilson moves to third. McRae moves to second. It's 4-0, Royals. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards third. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Sofield pinch hits for Ron Washington. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harbeck scores. Sofield moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Otis steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chalk hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins juggles the ball. That's an error on Akins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Washington reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. It's 6-1, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. White reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 7-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Royals. Don Cooper now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for John Way then. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tim Laudner now catching. Gary Gaetti now playing third base. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-3 in the game. Engel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Royals. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Adams reaches second base with a double. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is hit by the pitch. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Hobbs now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Ireland now playing first base. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Engel is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.